integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Oh my gosh. Okay. If you have never experienced a kidney stone, I have to tell you, as one person who has, it is probably the most indescribable worst pain. And I haven't had a child, I will give you that. So I can't compare it to that. But boy, oh boy, Dr. Decker Weiss, infotainment right here. Let's talk about kidney stones.
Yeah, let's talk about them. I had a friend of mine, he's a surgeon, and he called me and he said, I'm sitting in a sitz bath with a bottle of scotch. I'm like,
oh, no.
Interesting way to start a conversation. You know, usually it's like, hey, this is, we're talking about patients, whatever. He goes, what do you have for kidney stones? And I said, vasodilators, heat packs, things like that, and never getting them again. And this was a couple weeks ago. And so it's one of the reasons why I wanted to write this segment, because at the end of 10 minutes, our listeners are going to go away with what to do to prevent it. And this is exactly what I told my surgeon buddy to do. And he is absolutely committed because of that pain. I didn't know you had a kidney stone, Holly.
I didn't know that. I just thought it would make good radio, so I made it up. No, I'm just kidding.
Then I had a baby. Oh, wait, that didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, is this surgeon friend of yours the one that is always talking about maybe giving you a frontal lobotomy? Like he keeps wanting to have that procedure for you? Is that him?
He does because he's tired of me being right.
Okay. And I love, as a naturopathic doctor, how you bring up prevention is the cure. So talking about kidney stones, hey, what are they? Why do they hurt so bad? But guess what? You're going to hear how to never, ever, ever, ever have to get them.
Yeah, you are. And some of it sounds kind of obvious and some of it a little bit less obvious. And the first thing we're going to talk about, and it's not sexy, but it's water. And one of the things that I told Dr. V, because I don't want to say his name too publicly because he listens, is that you, for at least the next 6 months, when you have the opportunity to drink water, you take it. So if there's an option of soda or juice or whatever, you go water. That's what you always do, because every glass of water might be the glass that keeps you from going through this again. That is your drink of choice.
I see a new bumper sticker. Go water or go home. Go water or go home.
And it's funny that we still have to give these messages about water as physicians, but we really do, because a lot of people still live on diet soda or they live on iced tea and they think they're going to get rid of kidney stones or prevent them. And iced tea is a bit of a fooler. You're still not going to prevent using iced tea. It has to be water. One of the newer things that has come up is to use fluoride-free water that a lot more people are going to. They feel like fluoride might be adding to those stones. You know, I don't know if that's true or not, and you'll have to know your local community, but it is something that's buzzing around the research now, is whether the fluoride addition to the water might have added to the stones.
Whether fluoride's going to add to the stones, it also is, I think, creating havoc with our thyroids. We really have to worry. Yeah. Fluorides, bromides, chlorides can actually get in there in our thyroid, take the place of what we really need, which is that building block of iodine, and also causes a little increase in our thyroid cancer that we've seen go up in the last 6 years. And I think you can call your water department and you can get a report, and there's home testing kits that are really great where you can actually see how clean your water is. So I think that's good. What are kidney stones exactly? What are they made? What are they?
Well, kidney stones, there's different types of them. I think there's oxalates and several different types. You know, I am not prepared right now, obviously, to, you know, I haven't kind of looked at that part of it because it's interesting what they're made of. But one of the main ingredients that we look at is calcium oxalates. And I don't know. Right. I know there's other types of stones and things like that. And when you look at reducing kidney stones, there's another step in that about when looking at calcium and low oxalate foods as part of your diet. I want to wrap up water real quick, though. Look, just to tell you how powerful the water, just switching over to water, is, it's basically assumed that if you go 3 to 4 quarts of water daily, that you reduce your rate of kidney stones by half. By 50% immediately, just water, to let you know that. You want to talk about what they're made of. Let's skip to that right now. What seems to be the thinking, and you know, we've been buzzing around a lot about calcium supplementation through calcium foods, but foods that are naturally high in calcium reduce stones. And that's Clinical Journal of American Society of Nephrology. So this is straight, you know, straight whatever stuff, the greens. You are queen kale. You know how there's king corn? You are queen kale.
I am queen kale.
You are queen kale, and you've been called worse. You absolutely
have. I have been called worse. So, I'm just going to sit here and agree with you.
It is. I have too. But, you know, we talked about nut butters. And if you go to some of our other shows at RadioMD.com, you'll see about, you know, how to get calcium from foods versus supplementation. We have all that stuff covered. There's also a calcium paradox we did a nice job with too. But looking at foods that are naturally high in calcium, there's nuts, cruciferous vegetables, leafy greens, grass-fed milks and butters, those kinds of things. Why is it we're always getting back to the subject about mineral density and Andy score, Holly?
Because it's so darn important, and it's one of the things that people, if you know about it, when you're eating, if you eat as nutrient dense as possible, guess what? Your biochemistry works better. When your biochemistry works better, you work better, you think better, you live stronger, you live longer, your quality of life increases exponentially. It's all good things.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we'll go into now is, a lot of people complain that water can be a little bit boring, and I don't know. Water is always refreshing. It feels great, but one of the things that you can do to water that will also help reduce your stones is squeeze some fresh lemon, squeeze some fresh lime, or you know, one of those teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. Again, if you want to look at the benefits of apple cider vinegar, go back to RadioMD.com and see. We did an entire segment on apple cider vinegar, demystifying, debunking, you know, seeing if it was real or not. And I think, Holly, we agreed that apple cider vinegar was a very real beneficial thing. And it popped up again here with kidney stones about alkalizing the body. Do you always have lemons in the house or limes or things? Are you always squeezing stuff from your water?
Lemons and limes are always on the list, and they're always in the bowl, and they're always... I hate to do a shameless plug, but if you go to drhollylucille.com, and I can throw this blog up on Radio MD too, just so you can have it in two places. But I actually talked about the importance of water, and I took a picture of my water pitcher. And it was originally made for loose leaf tea, where it was this great pitcher, and the ones contained, there's actually a slot that just contains one portion of the container, and you put loose leaf tea, and the water flows in and out, kind of like osmosis, etc. And it's supposed to be for just making iced tea. Well, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make my water more flavorful and then therefore more inviting for me to drink and stay hydrated. So cucumbers, lemon, you can mint, parsley even, all sorts of different things I throw in there. And then my goal throughout the day is, no matter where I'm at, whether I'm at the office or I'm doing some writing, I make sure I get that whole entire pitcher in, because as you're talking about hydration, so important for prevention of kidney stones, but also so important for prevention and treatment of so many other things people go through on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next thing is looking at magnesium as either a supplement or magnesium containing foods. We're always talking in cardiology, this pops up a well, about magnesium and calcium, the interplay between these two minerals. For example, in the bloodstream, calcium, when you do it intravenously, will make the heart squeeze harder and faster, and magnesium will make the heart beat slower and less strong. And so we use that for different disease syndromes intravenously. As far as food substances, they also antagonize each other like this. If you get your magnesium up, that calcium from that calcium oxalate stones go down. You can do it in different forms of magnesium citrate or orotate supplement, or you can look at things like raw cocoa, beans, and lentils. And then the last thing that popped up is stopping soda pop. 2010 actually showed that diet soda or the high phosphoric acid compound in there can acidify the body, adding to the kidney stones. So a quick summary here of what we got, Holly. We have drink more water, add lemon and lime and apple cider vinegar to the water, eat foods that are naturally high in calcium, eat foods that are naturally high in magnesium or supplement it, and get rid of the soda pop.
The soda pop out. Get rid of the crap.
Get rid of the junk. Soda pop out, water in, and that will probably eliminate your stones. I've been doing this 15 years, and at Radio MD, we're telling you, if you follow our advice today, you will most likely never have another kidney stone. That gives you a better opportunity to stay well here at Radio MD at RadioMD.com.